Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo. Hey, you didn't say
love as it was meant to
be. Okay, he's singing. Trisha, Eric behind the glass. Hey, see, Eric, you have a camera or something.
Yes, Dave, that's a phone.
It's a phone camera. Wow. You're on live on a video stream.
I am. I'm on this. I'm side by side with Joseph on STRE.AM.
Is it the same address?
Yeah, but what's your...
Eric Reinert 1, I think.
Eric Reinert 1. By the way, this song is my favorite song of 2014, Awaken Love, from the song. It's by Alan Powell. This was my ringtone for the longest time. Isn't that an amazing voice, Dave?
Message, he's great, yeah.
And the message there, love is the power that heals. And you know what? That can apply to absolutely anything, any message that we have out there, and especially in this situation where we're talking about Cage No More. Love is the power that heals. We are doing our part today to stop human trafficking, to make a difference, Hashtag Cage No More. And our friends on stream are sharing hashtag caged no more. So hey, it's catching on, everyone.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Hashtag caged no more. Let's make a difference and use our influence, and regardless of who you are. I mean, we're on the radio. Of course, Kathy Lee Gifford is on TV. And regardless who
Gretchen
you are.
Gretchen Carlson, yeah. Sean Hannity.
Use your influence. Whoever you
Bobby
are.
Bobby Jindal.
You have influence. You have friends.
Bobby Jindal.
Let's make a difference.
He's in the
this
movie.
World. Let's hear our interview with Alan Powell, star of Caged No More.
Right now, we are speaking with actor Alan Powell about his new film, Caged No More. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Alan.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, we've had you on the show before for the film The Song a couple years back, or about a year and a half ago. That film ended up on my Best of 2014 list.
No way. Wow. That means a lot. I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a great film. And, you know, you're out here with another fantastic film. We just reviewed it. And gosh, we just raved about it. What a terrific film this is, Caged No More. And I want to start off by saying that it's amazingly timely as well. It's a dark topic right now, but have you heard anything about the horrific situation in Mesa involving Mesa, Arizona, involving a three-year-old girl?
No, I'm reluctant to say fill me in. Maybe we shouldn't. I'll check it out. I mean, you know what is interesting about this is just, you know, when they sent me the script, I read it and was overwhelmed, obviously, by the story, and just thought, well, it's a good story, but there's no way that this is happening here, you know. And I called one of the producers, and she said, you know, she sent me three or four articles of stories that had happened in the previous 90 days, not somewhere else, but 200-mile radius of my house. And I was overwhelmed by that truth. And so it's a sad reality that we're dealing with in this world today right now.
Absolutely. It definitely is. And, you know, I have to say, this is a movie with great meaning. Once again, it's called Caged No More. Is the meaning what initially drew you to the project? Or tell us about what drew you to it.
Yeah, it really, I mean, I read the script and enjoyed the story, but more importantly, just wanted to do anything that I could to help bring light to this issue, you know, once I had realized how prevalent this is. But also, on a much lighter note, I grew up watching Hercules, and Kevin Sorbo is in it. He plays my dad, and he also plays a twin brother of my dad, who's the bad guy, and I got to beat him up at the end of the movie, and I thought, man, any movie where I get to beat up Hercules, I'm in, so... That was an enjoyable experience.
Excellent. Yeah, we actually talked about another project that Kevin Sorbo was involved in previously on our show, and he's a great guy, and we look forward to chatting with him as well later on. But so this is such your character really is the one that I feel ties us all emotionally to this rescue opportunity. When you read for the part, did that just really seem to talk to you? I mean, is that a role that you normally play, like kind of the paramilitary, or?
You know, that was my first time playing a military guy, and it was something that I obviously always have admired the service. Never served myself, but have family members who have, and I've always been fascinated by their demeanor a lot of times in tough situations, and how calm they remain and how trained they are and how it feels like rote, you know, things that they're prepared for. And so that was interesting to me. I had the opportunity to get together with a real life Will, a guy who uses his military training to get kids out of sex trafficking, which was a fascinating experience. But to learn from him and figure out how he would have acted in these situations, is what I drew from a lot. But it's always fun to bring a character to life. But there's something special about Will for sure.
Definitely. There definitely is. And, especially Will witnesses some really horrific things in this movie. I got to ask you about the research process for this character and especially for this topic. Can you tell us a little bit about how you went about getting into this topic and what you learned that made this character come to life for you?
Well, I have three girls myself, 5'5", 3", and 1". So I was pretty sensitive, to the subject. Not that all of us aren't, but it was difficult as I would read, another news story about something that had happened, and not to see my girls, not to hear my girls in those stories, and I would watch interviews or documentaries of different kids who have been pulled into this industry and see the pain in their eyes and see what they went through and hear what they went through. And that really kind of motivated me, certainly to do the best that I could. But really, I feel like Will is learning this industry along with the audience. We're learning the stats. We're learning what's going on in this industry through him as he's experiencing it. So as an actor, I kind of was doing that at the same time, learning more about the industry, watching another interview, watching another documentary, literally right before we start shooting a scene, so that, when Will learns that stat and he's got that, dumbfound, how can this be real, look in his eye. I just had that 10 minutes earlier as I was watching some interview. So I kind of learned about it as we went along, as did Will.
Well, I actually was thinking about asking you how you got that realistic look on your face, because this is something that I think we all hear, but like you said, we don't feel like it's here. We think it's in other countries or whatever. We had Taken,
exactly,
with Liam Neeson,
yeah,
and his daughter and the things that were going on there. But this was so much more down to earth and realistic. And I think that this is something we all need to learn. I do want to call out, though, Cassidy, the two young ladies in this movie, in this film, did such a phenomenal job that when you
Absolutely,
saw the looks
yeah.
on their faces, when you saw that, and did you interact as a crew prior to this, or because I know that they had to be really cautious with the way that they would look at you or not make eye contact, etc. Did you hear anything about their process? Because I'm sure that Cassidy, growing up in the family she grew up in, has been somewhat sheltered from this type of thing, and so it had to be difficult for her as well.
I've obviously seen the film. I don't want to resonate with you. I feel like they both did an incredible job. I got to share some scenes with Abby, but didn't work a whole lot with Cassidy. So got a chance to watch her work when she was doing her scenes. And I just feel like the things that were asked of her were so difficult, and she did them so well, so realistically. It really, really helps us as an audience to understand the pain that these girls go through. So I too would just want to applaud her for her work. But she's also a beautiful and great person to be around. So nice. And she comes from a great family. I had a chance to be on the Kathleen Hoda show just a few days ago, and unsurprisingly, her mom was lovely and so pleasant, and so that makes a lot of sense. It's a special family, and she did a great job.
If anyone is just now tuning in, we are speaking with actor Alan Powell about his role in the new drama Caged No More. It's an amazing film. You need to go see it this weekend. And it's not just an entertaining film. There's thrills. There's drama. There's just emotion spewing out of this film. But it's also a very meaningful film. We are using our influence on social media. We are doing our part to stop human trafficking. Can you tell us, aside from using the hashtag Cage No More, Alan, what can we do to make an impact?
So there are so many local organizations that are doing incredible things on the groundwork in your area. I would encourage you, first of all, to do some research. Go find those organizations, support them in any way that you can. Maybe volunteering to help them. I'm sure they could use financial donations. Whatever you can do to help uplift those ministries, because they really are having impact in your area. Obviously, to be able to see the film. I mean, I think that it raises awareness for what's going on and inspires us to be more mindful of those people around us. Inspires us to remember that. People are living in impossible situations, and if we're paying attention, we can do something to impact their lives. And then all the way down to the practical side as parents, to love our kids unconditionally and show them safety and make them feel at home, because 99% of the time for these kids and for these individuals who end up in sex trafficking, it starts of a place of disunity in the home. It starts of a place of not feeling loved, not feeling accepted. A lot of times they're runaways. A lot of times they come from broken homes. So it's our job as parents to make our kids aware that they are loved and that the place that they want to be and certainly need to be is at home. So many things that we can do, and all of them are important.
And I think right along with that is making sure that we have the ability to know and have open lines of communication with our children about those that they're reaching out to or getting connected to on social media, because, you know, reminding them that who we think this person is may not be who they are. You hear quite often about people that are reaching out to kids and they think they're kids, and then it's an adult that takes them and removes them. Now, you have a link at the end of the show during the credits that will get people involved with these groups in their locality. So whether they're in Arizona here or anywhere in the country, that link will set them up with an organization that's in their area. So just one last quick question that I have for you, and that is, if you had one thing that you feel this has changed in your life and how you are going to change the way that you discuss this horrible topic with your daughters as they get older, what would that be?
Wow, good question. One thing this has changed for me, I think the thing that has changed for me is the reality, the knowledge and the reality that this is something that's happening close to home and not something far away, that I had absolutely no idea, to my own shame, but I had no idea that it was happening here. And I think, you know, as far as my relation with my kids in regard to this topic, I'm just gonna hold them close, you know, not necessarily all the time physically and not like in a fearful way. I think it has made me so grateful, certainly for them, and made me grateful because I read so many stories of parents whose kids were taken. And every time that I would read that, I just wanted to run up to my kids and hold them close and be so thankful that I didn't experience it, haven't experienced that terrible, terrible loss. So I think, like so many other things in life, as far as this goes in relation to my kid, it just made me so thankful and so grateful for them.
I think that's beautiful how you said it, to not come from a position of fear when it comes to your kids and discussing it with them. And I think it all boils down to that open communication. And one of the things, you are a loving father, which we all envision everyone has. And we learn in this movie that not everyone has a loving father. So I guess it's kind of like what we hear in the subways of New York. You know, if you see something, say something. If your kids' yeah. friends have a problem or talk to your kids, you want your kids to be able to come to you and be that person that will help that child.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well said.
And if we, you know, if we take a step back, we say that, you know, the movie is very meaningful and we're talking about this topic, and we got to encourage everyone to see the film Caged No More. Use the hashtag Caged No More, and just go out there and and make a difference in this. But I also want to say, if we do step back, we see that you are making a difference in your career with both, you know, the song, What an Amazing Film, this film, Anthem Lights. And that brings up my final question for you. What advice do you have, Alan, for those that are struggling to make a difference in whatever they do, be that an organization or maybe a career? You know, they're trying to make a difference and they just maybe keep hitting a wall. What's your advice?
You know, I think making a difference is a moment by moment decision, right? You know, we mm-hmm. woke up this morning and we have our lives in front of us and our schedules, and making a difference is really just about showing people that they're loved in some capacity. And we all have the opportunity to interact with people throughout the day, whatever it is that we're doing. I would just encourage those people certainly to continue to be driven if they want to, you know, whatever it is they want to do, whatever their dreams are, you know, keep going and keep chasing. But don't forget that it's not a destination that ends you in a place of impact. It's the journey along the way. It's the relationships along the way. It's the interaction with people along the way that really is, you know, the impacts that you can have in people's lives. So. And I would just encourage them that they're valuable right where they are. They have meaning right where they are, and they have an opportunity right where they are to have an impact. I think we forget that sometimes. I know that I do.
Well said. And I just have to tell you, this is a wonderful movie. I think your character is fantastic and you do a great job playing him. And we are so excited to have the second opportunity to discuss one of your projects with you. And we definitely want to be there for your further projects and keep in contact with you, because I think you're going to go far. And we're so excited to be able to be a part of this project with you.
That is so kind. Thank you guys for having me. And I do. I look forward to the next conversation about the next one.
Absolutely, Alan. And we've been celebrating you know, your music of the song so far this morning as well. And my favorite soundtrack, one of my favorite movies of 2014, but definitely my favorite soundtrack of 2014.
Wow. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. That means a lot.
Well, thank you, Alan. Best of luck. And, you know, please take care. And congratulations again on a great film and so much meaning.
Definitely.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us.
Yeah, so once again, thank you very much to Alan Powell. A very powerful movie. Go see Cage No More, hashtag Cage No More.
Yes, and the website that I didn't mention during that interview is www.stopthetraffic.org. Lots of information what you can do to stop human trafficking.
Great, great.
That's important.
Hooks you up with local resources, everything. It's yeah. very important. The new
it's important
slavery
in so many
stop
ways.
It now.
I mean, just not only your own kids, but your neighbor's kids and just innocent kids in general.
Yeah.
You don't want that life for anyone.
And that's why I'm trying to say, you know, the first step is to spread awareness. So hashtag cage no more, everyone. This is a very real problem. Let's not pretend that it's just not real, or let's not pretend that it's going to go away, because it's not without our help.
1.2 million children.
Absolutely. And now the number six, the song that will take us out of this segment or out of this hour, Alan Powell.
My bad.
The song, singing one of my favorite songs of all time.
Turn, turn, turn.
Turn, turn, turn.
That's a great song.
Beautiful song, beautiful message about there being a season for everything in the world.
That's right.
And a beautiful voice, Alan Powell.
And Eric, who sings this song?
Originally, The Byrds.
Wow, he knows his music. Yeah,
Roger McGuinn.
And he sings this in the movie to the love of his life, very beautiful woman.
That's
check
great.
Out the song.
Yeah,
you got to
check it out. You
five stars from me.
Breakthrough, in
wow.
other words. Yeah, that was a great, great movie. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn.